It's Friday, September 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tech confidence drops even further. HP may be your next competitor. And ransomware's first human death. This is the Business of Tech. A third of Americans think that tech companies aren't regulated enough, according to a new study from Fleischmann Hillard, as reported in Protocol, quoting them. 56% of Americans and 59% of those surveyed around the world think that tech companies need to take more action to address the consequences of their policies, practices, and products. Fleischmann Hillard's Sophie Scott said the study was done to inject some numbers into conversations about privacy and regulation that are so often based on feeling rather than data. She said that the data showed that while a lot of people still trust and like the tech industry, opposition is growing. Gen Z trusts tech the least, Scott said, which should be particularly alarming for tech companies. What does that mean for recruitment in the tech sector, she asked. If you're facing increased competition from healthcare and automotive and these other growing industries, how are you going to handle that? A couple of other interesting numbers. About a third of people say they just don't trust tech companies, and the percentage of people who think tech needs to do more to address its issues has gone up more than 20% just since last year. Why do we care? This is the context in which you do business now. Think of the progress. Technology was billed as the next big thing, the big innovation, and could do no wrong. Pew Research showed a 20-point dip previously, and now there is this survey showing things are even worse. Be aware of this climate in all things business, selling, hiring, managing, as well as incident response and ongoing communications with customers. You're going to have to focus even more on trust. The good news is that the focus on business value, delivering outcomes, connects here. If you're good at that, you're ahead. HP has announced a subscription program for hardware and services for SMBs. Called HP Business Boost, the subscription includes PCs, monitors, printers, accessories, as well as proactive remote management and pickup and return of broken devices, or on-site repair services in both homes and offices. A premium edition adds security and accidental damage protection, as well as HP Active Care, a remote service that proactively identifies and resolves hardware issues. This is another component in the company's overall strategy, adding an SMB service offering to their enterprise offerings. Why do we care? Let's observe that HP wouldn't be adding an SMB service 4 years after the enterprise version of the service was launched if the enterprise version of the service wasn't successful. This isn't the first. I've covered Lenovo's offerings too. It's just a matter of time until all the hardware companies are competing with a services provider. And why not? There's a real logical offering here for a business owner. The bar is rising. You have to best these offerings to compete. But know that if you're playing here, you have to make sure you have higher profit offerings on top of this. This is the competitor to consider. A new entrant into the market doesn't even need to build your offering. They just need to resell this and manage it. That's the real risk. German authorities are investigating the death of a patient following a ransomware attack on a hospital in Dusseldorf, as reported by ZDNet. This marks the first ever reported human death indirectly caused by a ransomware attack. And if the attack and hospital downtime are found to have been directly at fault for the woman's death, German police said they plan to turn the investigation into a murder case. Why do we care? This is a tragic milestone. But contextually, this moves ransomware from just business damage to human damage. And it's reasonable to believe this is not the last. I'm somewhat surprised it has taken this long. Society isn't going to tolerate this. As we saw in the headline story today, society's honeymoon with tech is over and the backlash is here. For those who think MSP regulation isn't coming, I add this to my ever-growing list of reasons why society isn't going to tolerate the current state of free-for-all. My prediction. Smart solution providers, hit by rising insurance rates, create those state associations that hold a level of standards for their businesses in exchange for better rates, and those associations push to become the governmental standard. Now the question is, do you want to be one of those benefiting and leading, or do you want to wait for it to happen to you? Acronis invites you to the Acronis Global Cyber Summit, the premier event dedicated to connecting the IT channel and IT pros with actionable insights, solutions, and strategies for effective cyber protection. Bringing together service providers, value-added resellers, CIOs, and ISVs, the summit is the world's largest gathering of thought leaders and industry experts sharing insights and advances in the field of cyber protection. Featuring a long list of speakers, sign up for free at acronis.events/summit2020. You'll even be able to catch me doing Why Do We Care online. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. No editorial this weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday.